Title: Top Loop Texture Blending from Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, let's build that Pirate Radio top end from scratch. You know the sound: compressed, saturated, slightly chaotic hats and ride wash, like your drums are being blasted through a sketchy FM transmitter. It's hype, it's forward, it's a little illegal, but we're going to make it controllable and mix ready. Not painful static. We're working in Ableton Live, drum and bass tempo, advanced workflow. The mission is to design a top section that feels like one glued, living texture, with a couple of macros that can take you from clean roller to overmodulated broadcast without wrecking the rest of your mix. First, quick setup so everything stays consistent. Set your tempo around 172 to 176. I'm going to think 174 while I teach. And give yourself headroom. Do not build this while your drum bus is already slamming into zero. Keep your drums peaking around minus 6 dB. You're going to compress and saturate later, so you need space. Organize your groups. A drums group with kick, snare, and tops inside it. Then bass, then music and effects. We're living inside tops today. Now, big concept before we touch devices. Choose who owns the transient. In pirate tops, harshness usually comes from stacking multiple layers that all have sharp attacks. So we're going to pick one layer as the transient authority. Most of the time, that's the programmed anchor hats. Everything else becomes groove, sustain, chatter, air, and dirt around it. Step 1. Build the clean anchor pattern. Tightness first. Create a MIDI track called Tops, Anchor Hats. Drop a drum rack on it. Load a short closed hat that's bright but not spiky. Add a tight open hat. Maybe to ride if you want, and optionally a tiny percussion tick for character. Keep samples short and controllable. Program a classic rolling skeleton. Closed hats and straight 1/16 notes. Then immediately add velocity variation. Don't leave them all at the same velocity unless you want that stiff machine gun thing. Aim for something like mid-60s up to around 105, with subtle accents on off steps to get that push-pull. If your snare is on 2 and 4, try sprinkling an open hat on the end right before a snare sometimes. Not every bar, just enough to lift the groove. Now add swing. Go to the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing. Start around 55 to 58. Don't go crazy. Then, instead of committing full strength, use light timing, like 35 to 55%, and a little velocity influence, like 10 to 20. The goal is alive, not drunk. Process the anchor hat slightly, because they're your grid. At EQ 8, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Hats do not need low mid. If they're biting, do a tiny dip around 7 to 9 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB, medium Q. Then drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch at 0 to 10%, subtle. If the hats need snap, push the transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. If they're already sharp, don't force it. Then utility. If the hat layer is fighting your snare or making the stereo weird, keep it more centered. Width anywhere from 70 to 100% depending on your material. There's no rule, but remember, the anchor is the spine. Usually spines aren't super wide. At this point, you should have clean, stable hats that define the grid. If you mute everything else and just listen, you should still hear the track moving forward. Step 2. Add a sampled top loop for real groove. This is where the pirate vibe starts to creep in. Because loops bring messy human chatter you can't easily program. Create an audio track called Tops, Loop. Pick something that's mostly hats, shakers, ride, overhead chatter, break tops, jungle hat loops, live kit overheads. Try to avoid loops that have big snare hits or kicks, unless you're deliberately chopping them out. Turn warp on. For tops, beats mode is usually your friend. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8. Keep transients high, like 70 to 100, so the attacks stay intact. If it starts clicking, back that transient amount down a little until it's smooth. Now EQ it like a top layer, not like a full drum kit. High pass it higher than you think, 300 to 600 Hz. Be ruthless. If it's fighting your snare crack, notch a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. If it needs air, do a gentle shelf at 10 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to 3 dB, but watch your ears. Pirate energy is density, not just a huge 16K spike. Now glue it to your anchor and snare. Put a compressor on the loop, and sidechain it from your snare, or from kick plus snare. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the snare hits. This is one of the secrets. The tops breathe around the snare, so the snare stays in front even when the top end is going nuts. Now the advanced move. Time alignment. Zoom in, nudge the loop a few milliseconds earlier or later until it locks with your programmed hats. And here's a way to do it without losing your mind. Use micro timing ranges. Decide the feel first. If you want forward and rushing, nudge the loop earlier by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. If you want lazy and dragging, nudge it later by about 6 to 18 milliseconds. Commit to a range and stop nudging forever. The worst sound is almost aligned flamming. Once it's locked, the loop should add motion without stealing the grid. Step 3. Create the noise or room broadcast layer. This is your FM hiss, the air that pumps with the groove. It's not constant noise. It's musical noise. Create an audio track called TOPS, air/noise. Add operator. Set it to white noise. Filter it with a band pass somewhere in the 6 to 12 kHz zone. The exact spot depends on your hats. If your hats are bright, keep the noise a bit lower and narrower. If your hats are dark, you can push the noise higher for sparkle. Now put a gate after operator. Sidechain the gate from your anchor hats or the top loop. Set the threshold so the noise opens on hat hits. Attack 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. You want it to shh with a rhythm, not smear across the whole bar. Then shape it. Add auto filter for extra control and movement. You can use a high pass or a band pass. Turn on the LFO. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 rate, and keep the amount small. This is not a whoosh. It's a subtle shifting fizz so the noise feels alive. Add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. This helps the noise read as transmitter chain instead of clean white noise. Then utility to widen it. Width around 120 to 160%. This is one of the only layers I'm comfortable making really wide, because it's mostly air, but we're still going to check mono later. Now group time. Step 4. Build the TOPS bus, your control center. Group the anchor hats, the loop, and the air/noise into a group called TOPS bus. First device on the bus. EQ8. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Again, roofless. Pirate TOPS with low mid content will destroy your snare and bass clarity. If it's harsh, dip 8 to 10 kHz 1 to 3 dB. If there's a metallic ring, try a narrow cut around 12 to 14 kHz. Don't guess forever. Tweep. Find the whistle. Cut gently. Next, glue compressor. This is the broadcast clamp. Attack around 3 milliseconds for a good balance, or 1 millisecond if you want a harder clamp. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. Soft clip on. That soft clip is money on top buses because it catches nasty peaks before they turn into glass. Now pirate crunch, but parallel. This is crucial. You want an automatable character, not a permanent problem. Add an auto effect rack with two chains, clean and crunch. On the crunch chain, put saturator with drive around 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then add redux, but tiny, bit reduction around 12 to 14. Sample rate around 12 to 18 kHz. Dry/wet 5 to 15%. If you go too far, it'll sound like sandpaper. Then EQ the crunch chain. High pass at 500 Hz and low pass around 14 to 16 kHz so the crunch doesn't turn into fizzy tizz. Blend the crunch chain low, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB compared to clean. You should miss it when it's gone, but not notice it as a separate layer when it's in. Now map macros. Macro 1. Radio grit. Map it to the crunch chain volume and the saturator drive. This becomes your illegal transmitter knob. Macro 2. Air width. Map it to the utility width on the noise layer, and if you want, a tiny high shelf somewhere on the bus. Very subtle. Macro 3. Pump. Map it to your glue threshold, or to sidechain amount if you're doing sidechain on the bus. This is your groove clamp control. Two coach notes here. 1. Check mono now, not at the end. Drop a utility at the very end of the TOPS bus and map another macro, or just click it manually, to go from width normal down to 0%. If your TOPS disappear or get facey and hollow, you're too dependent on side information. Pull back width on the loop, keep the anchor more central, and let the noise be the wide element. 2. Calibrate brightness with density, not peaks. Put spectrum on the TOPS bus. Compare your roll section to your drop. At the drop, you want more density in 6 to 12 kHz, not a massive spike in 12 to 16 kHz. If the super top jumps too hard, that reads as brittle, not hype. Step 5. Resample the TOPS. This is a pro move. It turns your multi-layer bus into a single recorded element, like a sampled break top that just will not fall apart. Create a new audio track called TOPS, resample print. Set its input to resampling or directly from the TOPS bus. Record 16 to 32 bars of your groove. Now process the printed audio like it's a sample. Add drum bus. Drive 5 to 10. Crunch 5 to 15%. If the print is too spiky, you can soften with glue compressor using a shorter attack, or pull drum bus transients down slightly into the negative. Then maybe auto filter for subtle movement, like tiny high pass sweeps, almost imperceptible, just to keep it alive. Then, use that printed track as your main tops and mute the original layered group. Keep the originals for recall, but mix from the print. It's tighter, it's consistent, and it takes processing in a more finished record way. Now step 6, arrangement moves, because pirate energy is performance. If you don't perform the tops, they'll feel static even if they sound good. Pre-drop radio tune-in. Automate an EQ on the tops bus or on the printed tops. Low pass it down to about 4 to 6 kHz, then open it up right at the drop. That gives the tuning an effect, like the station snapping into clarity. You can add vinyl distortion very lightly before the drop. Tracing model 1 to 3. Drive half a dB to 2 dB. Dry slash wet 5 to 15. The key word is lightly. It should feel like a broadcast chain, not like a lo-fi plugin preset. Drop impact for the first 4 to 8 bars. Push radio grid up a little and tighten pump so hat stuck a bit harder on the snare. That creates instant clamp and release excitement without just turning the hats up. Mid-phrase fills. Every 8 or 16 bars, do a small moment. Beat repeat on the tops bus is perfect. Set it to 1/8 or 1/16. Chance 10 to 25%, filter on, and only let it happen for one beat right before section change. Micro stutters sell energy like crazy in DNB when they're controlled. Jungle overrun. Bring the loop layer up by 2 dB for 4 bars, then tuck it back, or do a short reverb throw on the tops only. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass 600 Hz, low pass 8 to 10 kHz, and automate the wet to spike for a moment. Think transmitter room, not washing the groove. Advanced variation ideas, quick but powerful. Try dual loop call and response. Loop A is steady and clean-ish. Loop B is messier, more ravey ride wash. This audio version is shortened for playback.